Welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with Pastor Steve Chicalante. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue. Welcome, everybody, to our show today.
Yes.
And we have back with us Steve Chicalante. He's the pastor of Discovery Church, the largest online church in Australia, with over 300,000 subscribers. That's a big church.
Yes. Amazing.
And he has on the, what do you call it, the internet, he has about 50 million viewers. Did you know that? That's a lot of viewers.
That's a lot of views. A
on
lot of
YouTube
views.
Alone. You know, and he is the author of several books, including The Divine Code, President Trump's Pro-Christian Accomplishments, and Trump's Unfinished Business. Mm. So welcome back to our program, Steve Chicalante.
Steve, it's so good to have you here today, and I'm overwhelmed by meeting you, and you're very quiet spoken. Have people told you that before? I mean, you don't scream like I do. I get excited every time I hear. I'm just shaking here. I want to yell it on the housetops what you're teaching.
Amen.
And I want to put your program on our network so the millions of people that watch our network can watch your show every day, possibly. I don't know if you have enough shows to do a daily, but it's time now. It's time.
Amen.
I believe we're living in the last days. Do you?
Absolutely. The signs tell it. And the redemption plan starts with a plague. And that's what the coronavirus has told us. It's the first global event since Noah's flood. It's the first thing that's impacted the entire world in a way like Noah's flood did. Nothing else did. Not even World War II affected every single nation. You know, not even World War I. So coronavirus really is something unique. It's a time marker. It's an undeniable sign that the redemption process has started.
You know, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it's going to be when Jesus comes back. Have you ever thought about that?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the things. It's something that's global, and obviously the immorality.
Yeah.
We have reached a critical level.
When we closed yesterday's broadcast, I had a question. And I don't know if I said any of it on the air or not, but about the Australian government have told the people that by next month they wouldn't be able to have milk, cheese, and other dairy products. Why is the government saying that? Is this what you know to be true?
Yeah, well, they usually prep us first. So they're obviously, you know, doing a test case, pushing the boundary, pushing more control over the people, and seeing how we will respond. And so far, we've acquiesced. So far, we've submitted. But what they're saying is there's got to be a crisis to justify such a drastic measure. So the next crisis that Australia is talking about is the foot and mouth disease. So because we're an island continent, if we have certain viruses come in, they're trying to scare us and say that, well, that would mean that we would have to kill all the cattle. So we'll be out of meat, out of milk, out of cheese, out of yogurt. And they already warned us last month that this might happen. So usually when they say it might happen, like we might have a lockdown, we certainly have a lockdown. It's just a matter of time. So they usually prepare us. It's a kind of a technique as well, just to boil us slowly. Whenever Australia passes a law, for instance, that will have like a heavy fine or, you know, a new restriction, the police here are instructed to not enforce it for about 6 months. So everybody just hears about it and nobody's, you know, really taking it seriously. And then they will make like some brutal arrest and they'll publicize it on the news. And then the next step is people will be scared out of their wits and they're beaten into submission. Then they take the law seriously. So that's been a formula that's happened again and again. So they do give a signal. So I would take seriously when they give a signal that we're going to run out of meat. I mean, we're a dairy producing, meat producing nation. This is our export. And they're saying that we're going to run out of these basic exports. And they're going to use another virus, which has been around. It's very hard to contain a virus. It's virtually impossible to stop a virus. And they're going to use that as an excuse. As soon as the virus appears, you know, in enough numbers, they're going to say, we'll have to kill all the cattle. And what happens to the farmers? Small businesses, small farmers, medium businesses are just being destroyed. And this is part of the, you know, the World Economic Forum ideal. This is part of the New World Order, which used to be a conspiracy, but now it's just out in the open.
Wow. That's right. Wow.
Do you believe that these diseases are planned by man, the epidemic? I mean, we've never had anything where the whole world gets the shots. You know, you're demanded to have the shots. And our army, we're not able to build our armies large enough now because many of the men won't take the shots. They know that they have a reaction, so they're not going to take them. And so we're jeopardizing the very future of America. What do you think about this?
Yeah, you ask such a poignant question. Is it man-made or is it not? So interesting, because the stuff that is man-made, we deny it's man-made. And the stuff that is not man-made, like the changes in global temperature, you know, the sun, one solar ejection affects the weather much more than all of our carbon output. One volcanic eruption puts out more greenhouse gases than all of our, you know, cars since the Industrial Revolution. So the stuff that is not man-made, we want to say it's man-made. But the stuff that is man-made, we question. Now, how do we know that these plagues and things are man-made and these events that are going to kill a lot of people are man-made? Because the Bible gives us a clue. When you open the book of Revelation, the most famous, you know, symbolism for the end time that even unbelievers know are the four horses of the apocalypse. Notice that they're not the four lions of the apocalypse. They're not the four tigers. They're not the four hippopotamus. What's special about a horse? A horse is steered by a man. So the four horses are all being steered by somebody. That's the picture, right? It's obvious now that we're living in, you know, these pre-tribulation signs. Again, a lot of the viewers will misunderstand and say that Pastor Steve has announced the horses are running, the tribulation has started. I haven't. I place the horses, I place the seals in the pre-tribulation, and then the trumpets are the tribulation, and then the bowls are the great tribulation, or the great wrath. So that's just a small adjustment that would help people to understand the timeline, because if you don't know the timeline of the Bible, everything is confused. But to your question, God has told us there are four horses with horsemen who are steering them. So these are man-made, man-engineered.
Whoa, that's powerful.
Absolutely. I just want to tell
Isn't
you
that powerful?
It's so powerful that I've watched this now. Just in the last 24 hours, I've watched your message that we're offering today just about this, because I just couldn't even believe it when I watched it last night, late last night. I watched it again early this morning in my makeup room. I said, no
I agree
talking.
With him,
I'm
by
listening.
The way.
And
well,
I know you do.
I agree what he's saying.
I was about to say, Jim, you always said that I wish you could go back and find all the video from back in the day, but when we used to even go out preaching, you used to always say this. I'm talking 20 plus years ago, that you would say that the four horses are out of the barn, but you always said this is the pre-tribulation sign.
Yeah.
That's the term.
It is.
And now here we are in 2022, and we're hearing it again.
Yesterday we talked about the engineered famine. Do you remember that, Monica?
Yes,
I do. You've talked about this kind of stuff. And that you believe is coming. Mm. How do you believe that this is going to unfold? Because we've studied this. We see it all over the world. We see the evil of mankind like never before. Mm. And people, I don't know if the church is just not going to wake up, but I know millions are awake, but millions yet are sleeping. Just go ahead and answer that question.
I think the New World Order, or the World Economic Forum pattern, has been spelled out pretty clearly how it's going to happen. They depend on two things on their agenda. They depend on crisis. They need crisis, and they want control. So crisis is what creates fear and creates enemies. And that's how they do it. So you got COVID, then you got Ukraine, then you got Russia, then you got monkeypox. It just never ends. They need continual crisis to create enemies. Now, what the climate change agenda did was create an enemy out of carbon. Think about that. Carbon, the substance that God made us out of. You know, we are mainly a carbon-based life form. And they turned carbon, which is healthy for plants. Carbon is food for plants, and it's great for the planet. They turn that into an enemy so that they can enforce a transition to green energy, which is where the lobbyists and the donors of the left wingers are at, unproven technologies and unreliable sources of energy. But they're basically redistributing wealth from the middle class, the poor in the middle class, to the new billionaire class. So they're doing it by crisis. They need a crisis. Now, the carbon crisis has not produced enough fear. It has not. You know, the sea levels haven't flooded all the homes that are built along, beaches. Al Gore said by 2014, if you can recall this, he said by 2014, the ice caps will melt. Well, here we are in 2022, and that's obviously a false prediction and a failed model. So you got a lot of these modelings that are just not working. So people are not buying it. People are still using up a lot of fossil fuel in China, India, and people need to work, need to fly. So it's not working. So the way they're going about it now is they're going to the next level, and they're saying, what we need is, climate change is such a crisis, we need not only carbon neutrality, we need carbon negative status. And this is where Australia is at. You've never heard of this yet, but we in Australia have just elected one of the most left-wing Labor governments. And as soon as they got in, they have already tabled 40 laws, many of them to do with climate change. It's going to increase the bureaucracy, the compliance requirements, the regulations, the number of just going to increase taxes. It's going to be the death of Australia. But they are saying now that carbon neutral is not good enough. We in Australia want to be carbon negative. Carbon negative. Well, what is carbon negative? Think about that. If you are made of carbon, carbon negative would mean depopulation, wouldn't it? They would have no qualm killing all the cattle. They're not feeding us with the meat. They'll kill off the cattle on the excuse of foot and mouth disease or some other pandemic among animals, and they'll turn into a pandemic, and then there'll be food shortage. But ultimately, they're not coming after cattle. They're coming after humans. You are made of carbon. So they're wanting carbon negative status. The next thing then, the next level that they will go to is they want nitrogen neutrality. So it's playing out in the Netherlands right now, and you see somewhat in alternative news that the Dutch farmers are very unhappy. They see the writing on the wall. They see that there's no way to sustain a farm if the political goal is to cut fertilizers. And this is another thing that I'd like to take you to a scripture. Can I show you a scripture? This is an end time scripture, Revelation chapter 11. Why is it that we've gotten to this point? How did we get here? Why do we even need fertilizers to grow our food? Revelation 11, verse 18 talks about our time. It says, "Your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints." Well, praise God. So, Pastor Jim Baker, you got a reward. The time is coming to reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. What an interesting phrase, destroy those who destroy the earth. So who is destroying the earth? It's not we who's driving cars or going out and being productive. You know what's destroying the earth? The greatest pollution on the earth is all the herbicides and pesticides and poisons that have been dumped onto the earth since World War II, and that's literally killing the planet. It's killing soil so that when you plant seeds, you don't even get any food. You don't get trees and fruits. So what has the economy has shifted where places like Sri Lanka, which has used to have such fertile soil, is dependent on getting fertilizers. Now, they've increased the price of oil. Then they cut back. They say they want to cut back carbon and now nitrogen, one of the three main ingredients of fertilizer. So that's how they're, you can see the steps. They're planning the black horse. They're planning the famine that's going to kill so many millions of people on the earth. So they use crisis, and then they obviously use control. Can I explain about control?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So control means more power, right? More power to the politicians. Now, what gives them power? What would give them more control? Well, it's easier to control poor people, right? So you get them to be dependent on the government and on welfare. So that's a goal, right? It's easier to control poor people. It's easier to control fewer people. So one of the goals that Bill Gates has said is the, you know, depopulation of the world. They say that there are too many people, and this is wrong. Elon Musk is actually correct on this. He says the main problem going on in the world is a population collapse, and this is clear in Japan. If you're in this part of the world, you know that Japan is in, you know, permanent trouble because they have more retirees than new young people entering the workforce. So, and that's not going to change. So we actually have a population collapse going on. Couples are, well, first of all, people are not getting married as much. Those who do get married are not having as many children. This is clear all around us. And yet they're saying that we are the problem. So they need to control the population. This is how they can easily control us, is to have fewer of us. And they want to actually control, have fewer companies. So it's a lot easier, for instance, if you think about the media, it's a lot easier to control the media if there weren't so many independent voices right out there. So they're trying to censor us. And that's why we've gotten strikes on our YouTube channel. Lots of other people have been completely deplatformed. They want to take away all those smaller and medium-sized businesses so that they're left with just big tech. And then when they have an agenda, a narrative, they just say it and the whole world believes it. And it doesn't matter the data and the and you know, what the research shows, they'll just say science is on their side. This is how they're planning it out. So control, and they're destroying the earth. And the good news is God said he would destroy those who destroy the earth. Right? If we go back out to plant our gardens and to learn how to fertilize the soil, learn how to plant trees and vegetables again, then we're doing the opposite of that, isn't it? We're bringing life back to the earth, where people need that, right? We need to bring life back. But these globalists are death. And one thing that I really dislike is that the devil paints humans as the problem. We are the creation of God. We are made in the image and likeness of God. We were sent here to be a gift to this planet. And the devil paints the opposite story, that humans are the problem. But actually, God says humans are the solution. You know that? You are the solution. You and I, we're alive because we have a gift of God. We have a purpose and a destiny, and we're part of the solution. And every human should not be aborted when they're babies because they're sent here to be part of the solution. And God believes this so much that when he sent himself, his son, Jesus, to fix the world, to redeem the world, he had to come as a human. Now, that's a vote for humanity. We are the solution. Amen. So don't believe this environmentalism, but that's their narrative is they got to create continuous crises and they want more control.
It's all scary.
Well, but the thing is, Pastor Steve, you know, I just want to thank you for all of us right now, just to say thank you that you are making it very clear for us. I know it says in Isaiah 5:20 that what is good is evil, evil is good. It, you know, I mean, and so everything is so upside down, but you're making it very easy for us to understand.
And I hope the church is not blinded to good and evil.
But what I love about Pastor Steve, too, is I love that you keep referring not only to Revelation, not only to Matthew 24, but to Matthew 25, when you talk about the 10 virgins and half of the virgins. So you keep referring to it. I'm watching your DVDs. We're actually offering your DVD, a DVD collection for everybody to get, and it will wake you up. And if it doesn't, then I don't know what. We're doing everything we know to do, but here, Here you go. We have three of Pastor Steve's messages on this one DVD for just $20. That includes shipping and handling. You'll receive on this DVD the Black and Green Horses of the Apocalypse Coming, Engineered Global Famine. Second message, The End of Australia, The Secret Globalist Plan Revealed, and three, Doomsday Prepping the Biblical Way. Now, one thing I just want to add in here, which I've learned just by being with you for this past 2 days, is that I guess I really didn't click with me, Jim, and we've been to Australia when we first married. We love Australia. We love the Australian people. We love the Australian church. The thing is, I never realized that you said that Australia is like a test case. How did you put that?
We only got, you know, about 25, 26 million people, and we're the same size as the United States. So imagine how easy it is to, you know, control this population.
This is one of the most important offers I've ever offered. I want you all to have it. I want you to have it. If I had it right here, I'd give the audience, because these are my stable of people. And stable means nice. I know it sounds like horses,
faithful,
but it means your favorites. So
yes.
You're my stable here.
Amen.
That come with me. But I want everyone to have this.
Yes. Yes.
I want Sue, I want you to get that. This is great. You're going to love it. And
yes.
Mondo, you've already heard it.
Yeah, I'm mesmerized, because when you look at the trajectory of where we are, what is the first thing the enemy does is he seduces you with words.
Mm. Yeah.
We are being seduced with words. This whole climate and political ideology that is taking place is seducing a generation with words. How can you not deny trying to save the planet? Who doesn't want to save the planet? I mean, that's common sense, right? Protect the planet. This is the planet that God gave us, that land that God gave us. Who doesn't want to protect it?
But
the seducing and deceiving of that is...
I'm not worried about the planet. I'm not worried about the stars. God created this whole thing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And if God's not big enough to take care of the universe, you sure aren't big enough.
That's right.
And we... shooting little rockets off into the space, you know, trying to say that we can change this Green New Deal. It's so fake.
Yeah.
It's not real.
No.
It's just simply not real.
You,
and we've been fed a lie. And these horses are riding. And I've always said that I thought the first horse had to do with war of words.
Yeah.
And so we're in that warfare.
But when you talked about the pre-tribulation over the years,
yes.
I went back and studied that throughout the years. What is this word tribulation? Because we all go wild about tribulation. But tribulation just simply means a time of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize the time of
pressure. And if God doesn't want us to go through the tribulation, I'm happy with that.
No, but realize.
I'm not a crazy tribulationist. I just believe that it's there.
Yeah.
And I see before and after, and I think we may go through some of it, and I want people not to be caught unaware.
But we are being pressured. Understand the word tribulation, the pressure of the global food supply. They're not hiding the conversation anymore. And Pastor Steve, what the word pressure, the word tribulation is so intricate to where we are right now. May I ask a question of where we are? The time of pressure that we're facing right now, Pastor Steve, how is that being utilized to pressure us economically, pressure us with sociology, pressure us from every angle? What does that do to the church? How do we respond to that pressure?
Well, I might give an answer that you might not like, but I think that if you look at the Bible, when the pressure came on the church, it was the only way that it finally drove the, you know, amazing Jerusalem church. Think about Jerusalem, the center of the religious universe. And nobody wanted to leave Jerusalem. And God used persecution to spread the gospel. And it was supposed to go from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. But none of the Christians wanted to go until they were persecuted. So I know that there's a lot of answers to your question, but my answer is that eventually we're probably going to see Americans rather than welcoming refugees into America, I think that some of the believers are going to start fleeing if this gets really bad and having to go to places that you once considered third world. But guess what? I've traveled to about 45 countries for the gospel, and all the third world countries that I see, they're rich in food. They're not going to run out of food. They got lots of water. They got good climate, lots of sun, lots of energy. And, you know, I don't say that glibly. I think that one day, I don't mean this year, you know, or next year, but I think the time may come where Americans have to get up and flee, and they're going to take the gospel with them to all the world. And I think God's heart would be very glad for that, because America has been blessed with more of the word. You've got more teachers, more preachers. You got more everything, more mega churches than anybody in the world. And yet you sit on this wealth, and everyone's just gotten spiritually fat. And we really need you, Americans, to get out. The world is unevangelized. The world's got real serious problems, and you're just beginning to get a taste of it. But a lot of the world lives this way most of the time. So I think that what we're seeing is a pressure, as you say, a pressure that is not the final pressure, but a pressure that's going to get some people off their butts and off their pews and start doing the Great Commission that Jesus expected American Christians to do.
You know, Steve,
boy, this is excellent.
I really would like to have you back. I really want to have you here for a week. I know you'd probably have a hard time traveling anywhere for a week, but I'm inviting you on in front of a lot of people, and you say so much.
Yes.
And you were talking about the Dutch. I'm
in the
Baker. Baker mm-hmm. is Dutch, by mm-hmm. the way. That's B-A-K-K-E-R. When there's a lot of Bakers that helped Jews during the Holocaust and the double K Bakers. But why? I love my ancestries. I love Holland. I've been there. I love the food there. I just love the windmills and all there is there. But I can't believe how evil they have become to their farmers. If anything, you know, Dutch represents the windmills and the dikes and the water and the farming there in the farmland. And how can they mistreat the farmers? And then they're going to run out of food. And there's rumors in America. The Russians are buying up our farmland, and China's buying up our farmland.
China is.
And they're all buying up our farmland, China especially. Yeah. But it's unbelievable what's happening all over the world. What you're saying is happening in your country, is happening all over the world, and it's all happening at one time. So it's really supernatural, the stuff you're telling me. I can't believe it, because I didn't know it was happening in Australia. I just didn't know. I just didn't know. And I've been to Australia, but I did the preach and came back. So it was not something that I stayed.
I think what we were amazed at, Pastor Steve, was we did hear the reports, and we did report on it, Mondo, and, you know, John, Marisol's husband, our news director, we did report about how you guys were in such massive lockdown in Australia. How it was just, there were just no words. We thought we were in lockdown, but, you know, we were nothing compared to Australia. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there socialism in Australia? Is there people who want to be socialists there? Because that sounds like socialism to be locked down.
Yeah, we're already sold to socialism, and our labor government is in bed with the Chinese. It was actually during the Trump administration that Mike Pompeo stopped the Belt and Road Initiative from making the Chinese billions of dollars and selling our roads to the Chinese. This is an initiative that over 100 countries have signed up to. Our state signed up for that, even though we had already had a contract to build what's called the East-West Link. And Dan Andrews, the guy that is the premier right now, premier is kind of like the governor, He just scrapped that, and it cost the taxpayers over $1 billion, and it didn't matter. And he wanted to give the deal to the Chinese. And Mike Pompeo came here with the authority of Trump and just said, you better cut that out, and that changed. So when you asked me previously in our last session, why do I talk about America even though I'm in Australia? Because I know that, you know, America, whatever goes on in America will affect the rest of the world. And these people, a lot of these people, they're not very smart, these politicians. You look at them, you know, they're not smart people. They don't have any work experience, any business experience. So how did they get there? They're placed there. Somebody funded them to be there. So there's no point trying to fight them because they're not the real, you know, they're not, they're just the tail. They're not wagging it. So when you can affect America, and if you can save America, then it changes the whole world. It really is that important. So, you know, Americans like to say, you're the greatest nation on earth. I think there are a lot of wonderful nations on earth, but you have had such a gift to carry the good news, to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've been so blessed with peace and safety. Most of the wars have been going on not on your land. It's very, very different from Europe, let's say. So we really need Americans to wake up and realize you've been blessed disproportionately, and it's time to give back. It's time to go out and evangelize again. And I think if we can capture that, then...
Yes.
Amen. Steve, I want to ask you quickly, are you on television stations in Australia or just on mainly cable?
Online.
I used to be on television in Indonesia, believe it or not. And that's, you know, one of the largest nations on earth by population, biggest Muslim country in the world. But I am not on cable TV here in Australia. I think it's, you know, fewer and fewer people watch. So we're on social media, we're on YouTube, and we have our online church, which anyone can join, discoverchurch.online, and they would, you know, hear me, and they would get in fellowship with people of like mind.
Do they regulate you on these medias that you're on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. We've gotten several strikes, and we get warnings, and we get misinformation labels. And so you don't know. Most people in Australia would not know, unless you're trying to put out the truth. You don't even know that this is happening. They really control the narrative, and they know who you are. They definitely know.
Do they ever tell you you said something that not approved?
Yeah, with things which I cannot say. If I say it, then, you know, maybe your show will go off the air. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Mm. It will go off.
I was born in the United States, so I just believe in freedom. I can't believe that we can't say anything we want to say. Mm-hmm. And I fight for the right of my enemies to say what they want to say. Right. We all have that. That's what America's about. But it's shocking, in Australia, I don't know why, I just have this high a place of Australia, because we've been there, it's a lovely place, it's beautiful. But I just can't believe that you're having censorship just like we're having here in the United States, because we're having censorship. And I'm threatened all the time. I'm threatened that if I don't say... And that's why we're fighting to stay on the air. And we're in a warfare to stay on the air. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take warfare for all of us. And so I'm just curious what you're doing, because I may have to do some of the things you're doing, because it may be difficult to stay on television forever.
I think the smartest things we've done, and this is for you, is become a monthly partner, because the PTL Club membership is going to be the vehicle to be able to get information into your hands. I'm talking more and more to ministries and pastors that are taking the same structure that we have been building the last few months, because they know that direct information is going to be so critical. Mm-hmm. Understand one thing, algorithms on verbiage, vocabulary, wording is what stops the message from getting through the people, to the people, by the people. But I can tell you one thing, what Pastor Steve said, one of the last things they're going to regulate is the internet, meaning we still have a platform through the PTL Club membership. I urge you, become a member today. Yes. People that already become a member are talking about behind the scenes and the information that we don't get to show on the air. We're doing it behind the scenes. And I'm going to tell you something. The prophets are talking and giving you a message behind the scenes that they can't share with you on the public stage because they're being silent. They will be threatened. But something happens when we gather together. Yeah, become a monthly member today. And yes. Sue, how can we do that?
It's very easy. You can call that number on your screen, 1-888-988-1588. Operators are standing by, Christian operators, to talk with you. They'll pray with you and tell them, I want to become a member. I want to support Christian television and help keep it on the air. You can do it for $30 a month. $50 a month, $100 a month or more, you can choose. And you get exclusive opportunities when you join the PTL Club. I hope you'll do it today.
And I just hooked my office at home up to PTL.
That's right.
I have a camera there in my office.
It's called your phone. You literally leave the phone right there.
He can't believe it.
No, he can't believe it.
We can do now.
Yeah, that was from...
That's a piece from my house there.
Right, well,
But the thing of it is that I was able to talk about things that I haven't even talked about on television.
That's right.
Because it's live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it goes right on out. Mm-hmm. So when you join the monthly, and that is so important.
Yeah, that's right.
And I really wanted to ask Steve a couple things, but we're going to run out of time again today.
Well, let's ask him. We want the answers, Pastor Steve.
I want to know more about him, his church and what he does. It just fascinates me, but I guess that's more interesting to us preachers than it is to the people out there. But we have a video clip where Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says that
historic
spending on the globalist plan in Washington, D.C. is what caused inflation. Let's watch this, and then I'm going to ask you a question about it.
Mr. Speaker, I yield 1 minute to the gentle lady from Colorado.
Gentlewoman from Colorado is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting a different result. That makes the supporters of this legislation, by definition, insane. Reckless spending in this town is what causes inflation. And we cannot continue to increase taxes on the American people and put a target on American energy production while spending a historic $370 billion on Green New Deal initiatives and expect to lower inflation and improve our economy. Remember that so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill? Yeah, we spent $200 billion on Green New Deal initiatives. I guess that was just a down payment on this never-ending theft of American tax dollars. You are sacrificing American families at the altar of climate change. Mr. Speaker, isn't it so? Joe Biden himself said inflation rate is at 0%. So what the heck are we doing here? Why are we passing this so-called Inflation Reduction Act if it's at 0%? Well, in fact, it's the Inflation Enhancement Act.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
And it does the exact opposite of what Americans need right now. This is just another con game by the Democrats, calling something one thing and saying
time
another.
Has expired.
This is making the IRS, which
armed
agents,
time has expired.
Larger than the Pentagon, the State Department. The woman,
gentlewoman is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Missouri reserves the bell.
Mr. Speaker. How much time do you need?
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized. Her time has expired. The gentleman from Missouri reserves.
I will yield an additional 30 seconds to the gentlelady from Colorado to finish
gentlewoman,
her comments.
Gentlewoman is recognized for an additional 30 seconds.
This bill hires 87,000 new IRS agents, and they are armed, and the job description tells them that they need to be required to carry a firearm and expect to use deadly force if necessary. Excessive taxation is theft, and the chairman said that we are using the power of the federal government in this bill. You're darn right, you're using the power of the federal government for armed robbery on the taxpayers. I can only see why that this was rushed through committee and put on the floor.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Somewhere
gentlewoman's time has expired.
Bill.
She is no longer recognized.
Wow.
I love Laura Boebert. I follow her all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, she's fighting for our country.
Nothing
a
like
young
a good
woman. She's a young, bright woman, and she's fighting for
this
country.
She wasn't going to shut up either, was she?
No. Nor should she. I could.
Don't you ever come for me, because this woman's going to yell loud, right?
Absolutely.
Whoa, this is so much. Steve, you've been outspoken about climate change and the government that is using and making forced policies that will enslave the people. Comment on what she just said and tell us more about this.
Well, inflation is theft. It's theft. It's a kind of taxation. It breaks the Eighth Commandment. The Bible says that thou shalt not steal. So in my book, Trump's Unfinished Business, I lay out how God gave us all the answers to these things, all of these major problems America is facing now, in the Ten Commandments. It's something we shouldn't be throwing away. We should be coming back to it and realizing that's the foundation of the country, of a civilized country. So back in the Nazi time, you know, Friedrich Reck, one of the people who wrote a diary about the Nazi regime, he called the Nazi regime a series of legal burglaries. I want to quote Milton Friedman, a great economist from the University of Chicago. He said, inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. The trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheikhs don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government. And government is stealing from us, and they're finding new ways to steal. So they can't just raise the tax, you know, to like over 50%. So now they're hiring IRS agents. This is unbelievable. A nation that started through the Boston Tea Party, revolted because taxation was, I think, something like 3 to 5% at that time, now is hiring 87,000 IRS agents to do what? To make sure that they collect more taxes from Americans. And if it's not enough, they want to add carbon tax. And this is another legal theft. They're making climate change into a alternative religion. In fact, it's already become an alternative religion for young people. And again, if you go back to the Ten Commandments, you've already got the answer. Climate change is nature worship, and all forms of nature worship breaks the Second Commandment. It's idolatry.
And you talk about the Ten Commandments.
Wow.
You talk about the laws of God, how he started.
It's in these tapes.
It's in this DVD.
Video.
You have to get it, people. You have to get this.
Listen, I got to say it. This is my last time to say it, because Steve's not going to be with us any longer. He's so far, well, far away. But I want you to order this video.
Yes.
I want
yes.
you to play all three of these messages. I'm telling you, wake up. Wake up. Play this for your family to wake up. Play this for your friends to wake up. Get one for your pastor to wake up. Get the baker's dozen
yes.
and pass them out.
That's right. You can receive one for a $20 donation. These include shipping and handling. We also have our friends and family offer, which is three of the DVDs with three messages included on each one for a donation of $50 to the ministry. Or Dad, as you mentioned, our baker's dozen, which is 13 of the DVDs for a donation of $125 to the ministry. That includes shipping. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
I want you to do this. Please, don't say tomorrow, because you'll forget. Do it right now.
Yeah.
Do it right now and order these videos. It is so important. I have such an urgency. You know, I don't know if I get to go in the rapture or if I'm going to go ahead before, because I want to get all the people ready. I was
yes.
supposed to help usher in the coming of the Lord. So I want to fulfill what was the prophet said the other day, yesterday, in that
yes.
meeting we had. We had a meeting
yes.
with the prophets yesterday.
Fulfilled
and they
the
said
honor.
That the one thing about prophecy, Mondo, mm-hmm. you were in that meeting.
Yeah, unfulfilled prophecy is what keeps you going.
It will keep you
yes.
alive.
Yeah.
Because
right.
you say, well, I haven't fulfilled all my prophecies
that's
yet.
Right.
So
amen.
That's what I want. So please, 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 I want everyone to order the video, and we're just able to start getting food
yes.
in now every month. We've been guaranteed now that we can have 1,000 buckets a month.
That's right.
And maybe if we order them and people order them and we just ship them out, we might be able to get ahead of the line of the other people who are buying from it. There's only a couple companies left.
Right. So it's 60 meal food bucket prepared pantry. And so you can receive this. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to jimbakershow.com while they're available. And the reason we
they're
going to
be gone. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a day when there's no food.
That's
there's
right.
going to be a day where it's going to be hard. And I keep telling you, get seeds.
Yes.
We're even having a hard time getting seeds. So, but you need to plant gardens, just what he said.
That's
and
it.
And let me roll this piece about food, because it's so urgent that you get in line.
Attacks on civilian targets are increasing. In Mykolaiv, residents live under the constant threat of bombing.
Well, a recent study shows the need for food across our state has more than quadrupled in the last 6 months.
But data is showing people need it. Back in December, their research shows about 8% of Maryland families reported food insecurity. Last month, that number quadrupled to 32% reporting a need.
The last 2 years have already seen a doubling of the number of people who are severely food insecure. We face a real risk of multiple famines this year. And next year could be even worse.
We are going to have the worst famine the world's ever known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once this thing bams, there won't be any food
That's
left.
Right. Get prepared, church. We just have to say, get prepared, be ready, get your food. If you haven't already, now is the time. Take this window of opportunity to get your food and get your family prepared.
We have just been able to secure a 30-year shelf life food bucket.
Yes. Right. That's a 60
That's all they had.
Meal.
In this, we bought them all. And we put our, you know, said we want them.
Yes, they committed them to you our
held
ministry.
Them. They
yes.
committed them to us. So you can get a bucket that includes shipping and handling.
That's incredible.
With that. And they this bucket now is retailing to $250 retail plus shipping.
That's right. right.
And so this is the best deal that I can make.
And you get amazing food, like you get strawberry flavored creamy wheat, maple brown sugar oatmeal, butter milk pancakes,
Yay!
Soups and entrees, Spanish rice, mushroom rice pilaf, creamy chicken flavored rice, spaghetti marinara.
Oh, is that good?
Yes, it is. Cheesy broccoli rice, the black bean burger, Jim loves those. Hearty vegetable chicken flavored soup, creamy potato soup. I love that. And
this stuff tastes great.
It tastes amazing. Sweetened banana chips, morning mousse, a low fat milk alternative. I don't know who was on the broadcast recently. Somebody was on recently. Like all kind of blind goes together.
Guests.
But one of our guests said, I have, he said, I have to be honest with you. I got into the bucket and I drank all the morning mousse milk. It's the best I've ever tasted.
He said,
right?
It's so creamy. It tastes so good.
Listen to me. There's a crisis coming. Write this down. There's a crisis coming in America. It's going to hit Africa first and Asia, but it's coming to America. By the end of this year, I predict that you'll have unbearable food shortages. And this here may be the only thing you have left to eat. The problem is when the crisis comes, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
When you order the food, you're supporting the TV ministry around the world.
Yes.
So you're not just supporting your food, you order the food, and that helps us to stay on the air. Everything, when you order anything, you order the videos, all of it helps us to stay on the air. And it's getting harder and harder in these days to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I really need your help.
Yes.
Order your food today. You know, Steve, I don't know if you heard in Australia or not about food processing plants in America. We have 90 events.
Yeah.
Fire damaging meat plant, burning them down, chicken plant processing, all these plants. Isn't that right, Mondo?
That's right.
Correct.
Yes.
So this is unbelievable. And airplane crashed into 2 food plants in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Now, is that strange?
Yes.
Does that seem strange to you, Steve, that all we have 50 food processing plants in America destroyed in like within a month? Think about it. Nobody's investigating it. Mm-hmm. And yet we're having 40 million turkeys and chickens destroyed because of the bird flus back in America. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about it anymore. Remember we used to talk about bird flu? Well, that is dangerous to birds, to our chickens. We all eat a lot of chicken in this country,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
But the supply chain, the fertilizer, all these things that we've been talking about are being interrupted. And that's why, church people, you've got to be ready. You have to be ready because Revelation days are now.
That's right. They're and now. As Pastor Steve said, and Steve, you just said it. You said it in the last program. I can't remember if you said this, but you said suddenly. And Jim, this is the if there's one word I've ever heard you say over and over, is suddenly. And you keep saying it, Pastor, and we only have a few minutes left. Is there anything else, Pastor Steve, that you would like to say to America right now?
Well, I want to say thank you to Jim Baker personally, because you're one of the leaders in the body of Christ who got knocked down and you got back up. And you're such a great story of redemption. You're such you are the proof of Jesus Christ in ministry. And, you know, we need to hear voices like yours. I appreciate you so much. And I think that Americans, for the church, if I can say, despite all that we have been talking about, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We do win, and there's a reason to prepare, and there is a remnant. And the Antichrist doesn't take over the world. If there's a helpful silver lining in Revelation 6, it says that the green horse, or the pale horse in English, controls 1/4 of the earth. Well, the good news is 3/4 is not under his control. So you might as well put your hand up and say, I'm not going to be under the control of the Antichrist. But what you need to do is be prepared. And being prepared is naturally speaking food, spiritually being saved and walking with God. But you need to be prepared to do something that Americans haven't done in a long time, which is you need to be prepared to resist. You're going to have to resist the mark of the beast. You're going to have to resist when they come against you, and you might have to go and fight battles in court, but you're going to have to resist, and you'll have to be prepared to continue to build the kingdom of God. This is not a defeatist attitude. None of us are laying down our rights and our guns and everything else. We are, or laying the ministry down. We are prepared to continue to build the kingdom for as long as we're here on earth. So we need to be prepared naturally to be able to continue to do that. So don't be afraid, church.
Your amazing ministry and the warnings you have to get the church prepared, because it's important. You know, Jesus said that he doesn't want that day to come upon us unaware.
Yeah.
He wants us to know, be known. We can know through his word of God.
Yeah.
So.
And part of knowing is by teaching as Jim, as you have for as long as I've known you and longer, and also getting this DVD series, it will help it'll help you even more, as much as maybe your eyes are already open and you watch this broadcast, you listen to Jim throughout the years. The thing is, this even stirred Jim and myself up. We were shaken by this word that we watched just last night, preparing to come and be with you, Pastor Steve. And so on this, you have three teachings on one DVD, The Black and Green Horses of the Apocalypse, Coming Engineered Global Famine, The End of Australia, The Secret Globalist Plan Revealed, Doomsday Prepping, The Biblical Way. All three of these on one DVD for $20. But, like, I didn't even know anybody sold that we had the Baker's Dozen.
Absolutely.
I'm ordering the Baker's Dozen. Linda, my assistant, I'm ordering it right now. I want the Baker's Dozen for $125 because there's so many people I'm sending this to. My family, my friends, watch this. Yeah. It's going to help you because you don't have to be afraid if you prepare. Then you have at least you have peace of heart. As long as you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and that you know you've done everything you can do to prepare physically.
Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for being a partner with us. I pray that you will monthly be faithful. I know we asked you to give a lot lately, but I'll tell you what, it's either that or by Christmas we won't be on the air anymore. We can't keep up with the economy and what's going on, and with the way the government came for us, they took millions of dollars from us, and we're just rebuilding, and I believe the best is yet to come. Yes. I believe we've got so much more to do for the kingdom of God, and we've got to stay on the air.
Yeah.
We have a plan to make it through these end times, and that we have a studio here that can broadcast when the power goes out. We're preparing. We need to do more. We need you to stand with us. Please call me right now. Would you please call me? Toll free, 1-888-988-1588. And that's a toll free number. And pledge, give. And if you can give a large gift, God's speaking to some people to really help us to get out of this debt. God loves you. I want to thank Steve for being with us today.
Yeah.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Steve.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.